Here is Sub-Zero. Now, Plane Zero.
Hellraiser was a fright. Wilford Brimley was all right. It's Plane Zero Halloween. Hot dogs from MPM. Star Wars Cosmaham. It's Plane Zero Halloween. Protein Vertigo. Hey, we watch Sleepy Hollow. It's Plane Zero Halloween. Frankenstein electrodes. Stun will make cycles explode. It's Plane Zero Halloween. Oh! Go! Halloween! 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 It holds up! Freddy Krueger and Dracula's voice. Travis can make all that noise. It's Plane Zero Halloween! Nick hates movies with ghosts! Jimmy thinks necro wafers are gross. It's Plane Zero Halloween! 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 It holds up! Halloween! 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 It holds up! Halloween! Halloween! Halloween!
Bitch. Hello, bitch. And welcome to another episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past, bitch, hold up in the present, bitch, so that you can watch them in the future, bitch. This is episode 484. Go to planezero.com where you can find all the links, bitch, to social media, bitch. All right, Freddy, you're going a little nuts with the bitch. Shut up, bitch. Well, that I just got bitched by Freddy. All right, well, thanks. But yeah, like he said, if you go to the website, you can buy stuff and favorite stuff. The shop's got plenty of things. Captain Geach in the Shrimp Shack Shooter shirt, sure. Gomez and Morticia from both the show and the movies, sure. Aaron drew a lot of things, and there's shirts for him. So go ahead and do that. Knock yourself out. And if you listen to this like right when the episode is released, which will probably be right after we record it, there you might get the last few hours of the 35% off sale that's happening this weekend. So just throwing that out there. Anyways, my name is Travis.
Nick.
And Jim is on sabbatical. I actually forget what, it doesn't matter why he's not here, but yeah. Anyway, so it's just us two knuckleheads, which is fitting since last week it was just me and Jimmy.
Adam's Family 2 is a Thanksgiving movie,
but it's also a summer movie because they're at a summer camp. That's the weird thing. Why are they at a summer camp doing a Thanksgiving play?
You're right.
Doesn't make sense, but it doesn't have to. You know why? It's Adam's Family and it's a delight
because it's one of the best movies
ever. It's amazing. You are Mr. Debbie.
I think I like part 2 more than part 1. I mean, I love part 1 also.
I think they're both great. I think part 2 has a lot more humor in it, a lot more funny in it, whereas part 1 still has a lot of funny, but it's not as like, it's not as zany.
Part 2
I
makes
guess
me laugh more.
Part 2 is more altogether kooky.
We got Macho Man, not the Randy Savage.
Okay. Oh, the song Man. Macho Man, Antonio Scrappaggi. Hey. Antonio Scrappaggi singing Macho Man. But as you might have been able to tell, this is technically our Halloween spooktacular episode. Like this is the episode. Unless you listen to this on Friday, then it's our Day of the Dead episode. So, you know, and if you listen to it on Saturday, why are you waiting so long?
No, Saturday is I think Day of the Dead is like, it could be the first or the second.
All right. So you got time. But if you listen on Sunday.
So if you want to look like a Batman Forever villain. When you're doing that.
When Robin's just going for a ride in his love machine? Those are guys that are wearing black paint. Wearing black paint Misfits makeup.
Or if you go to the restaurant in Calaveras.
Is that what they look like in there? Like people
the walls are painted like Batman Forever.
For those of us who live in Southern California, like primarily the Orange County area, if you know where downtown Fullerton is, No, Slidebar is gone.
There's a lot of places.
Slidebar is gone, and it's now Calaveras.
But there's a lot of them.
No, I know. But I'm just saying.
In the LA County.
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a lot. I've seen them. But I've never been in one, though.
But have you seen Batman? I mean, Batman Forever.
But is Mr. Tempo got better food?
No. I think Calaveras is better.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck that place.
Interesting. Interesting.
And it's not as loud as that place.
Hearing, I've been into the Mr. Timbo. That was good food.
Hearing
that I ate.
Hearing Daddy Yankee on the loop, which is great.
I mean, how do you not have a smile on
Gasolina
your face?
Is a great song.
It's like if there's going to be a scene in a Hulk movie where he's in he's like Tijuana or something and this song's playing.
He's getting mad.
He gets angry and all of a sudden when he hulks out, it's like, you know, oy.
And then he starts wrecking houses.
That would
be hilarious.
I wrote the greatest scene ever.
They should just
also, if you have a movie about serial killers, make him the sexy Danzig killer. He can dance around licking a knife to twist a cane. It's beautiful.
Give me and Travis $300 million. So
we'll
make
a movie. It'll be something. I'll tell you that. It'll be something. But yeah, this is our Halloween spectacular. And as you also could tell by the fact that Freddie did the intro, we did another Nightmare on Elm Street related film. But this, we did the crossover because we talked about it a little bit during our Nightmare on Elm Street 3 episode. I figured, well, you know what? Let's just do Freddy versus Jason.
On a high note.
Let's just go balls to the wall. You like new metal? You like early mid 2000s vibes?
Titties.
You like people who you haven't really seen since that era?
Yeah.
You're going to like this movie. Like, I feel like the only person I've seen since then is John Ritter's son.
Kind of.
But he does, like, real shows.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, no, yeah, you're right.
And maybe the occasional Zach Ward appearance. I got these beach.
Yeah.
So help me, yellow eyes.
No, he just randomly shows up
in
on
things.
Yeah.
This is a tale of, basically, after all this stuff that happened with Freddy.
Whoever wrote it, I think they did a great job of, like,
incorporating
both of
things.
Their stuff.
Well, and especially like the medication that all the kids are on is the Hypnosil,
from
which was
three.
Introduced in part three, but it plays a role in other movies of the series too. So it was like, okay, I mean, that's cool that they're bringing that back.
But that it's like Freddy's forgotten.
No one remembers him, so he's been dead since he died. And because there's no more kids that know about him.
The town is trying to hide the kids that know. And everyone else, the town.
Because the more people that know about it and talk about it, then he could come back. And so they're smart enough to be like, well, fuck you, you're going away. So Freddy's thing is he basically has Jason go to Springwood.
Which he goes into his dream.
Yeah, to start. So he will start killing it so that,
and he's
like
the mom from the original.
It's not the same actress.
That's not her?
No.
Oh,
no, but she looks like her. Yeah. Yeah, so because if there's like a crazy killer going on, people might start talking about Freddy, and it'll make people possibly remember, which will bring Freddy back.
And then he goes
so
to
he
the
can
original
kill.
House.
Yes.
Which is cool.
Which is where the girl lives.
Well, because
the main girl, Monica Keena.
It starts off with like Cam Crystal Lake, and it's Freddy's dream. I mean, it's
Jason's dream.
And they show titties because it's a Freddy and Jason movie.
Well, it's Camp Crystal Lake. So it's more that's, I mean, that aside from Nightmare on Elm Street 3 and 4 is 100% more of a Friday the 13th thing.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, I mean, so this movie has
that's
titties,
more of the gratuitous sex.
Freddy saying bitch.
Yes.
And as Jason with super
cutting
strength
sick.
And I mean, that's all I needed.
Well, he folds a guy in half. Folds
just,
a bed and a guy in
just
half.
Just that part, I was like, this is what I'm talking
but
about.
But you know what? That guy is okay because that guy was probably going to grow up to be a spousal abuser.
Of course. He was
like,
a
you
piece
could just tell
because
he kept saying, he's like, oh, make me ask twice.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
And then it's kids being stupid.
But the girl from Ginger Snaps is okay with it because he got a cute
who
butt.
She is.
Yes.
And then there's other boys there. And then there's the girl from Undeclared. I mean,
she's the main character. And then Kelly Rowland from
Destiny's
so,
Child.
She's the only one from Destiny's Child who's gone on to do stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
That we know of.
That I know of, yeah.
Well, she did the Nelly video.
Yeah.
I mean,
but like no one else
shows.
From
the
like,
other one? No.
Like there were like, what, three, four of them?
No,
there are four,
there
right?
There was four, but then one
and then so
out.
Just Kelly Rowland.
She's the only famous
She's
one.
The only one.
Yes.
Okay, just making sure that we're all in agreement here.
And she's probably the best actress in the world.
She's an amazing actor.
She's really fucking terrible. I mean, everyone's... The only people that are good actors in this are...
By the way, you could tell that this is still early 2000s because it hasn't gone past the era where a certain word is no longer fashionable. And Kelly Rowland drops it.
She did.
She calls him a bundle of sticks.
Yeah, she does.
And I was just like, every... And you know what? Even in like watching that, it was very jarring. Like in movies now, when I hear it,
I didn't expect her to say it.
Because we watched something today where I think they... Oh, they said it in Dawn of the Dead. Huh? No, my wife was saying something else too. Because we're recording it at our place. But because she was trying to remind... Because we've been watching horror movies daily.
But not Ernest Scared Stupid.
No. That is a bonus movie for me. I'm going to watch it and smile, but it's not a horror movie. It's a Halloween movie. It has scary moments, but it's not like horror. But we're also trying to watch movies we've not seen. Yes, we're going to... Like, obviously, for the last few days, we're going to do, like, favorites. Like, we still have to watch... We're going to watch Cabin in the Woods, because how do we not?
I'm sure that sucks.
I don't want to.
That movie probably sucks so hard.
I don't want to, but we're going to watch Doll Man. I'm kidding.
Oh, like, no.
I've never seen that either, though. You know what? I don't think I've seen a single, like, Full Moon Entertainment film.
Well, I guess I know what we're making next.
Do it. Do it. Make it happen. Is Critters Full Moon?
No.
No, that's New Line because of Ninja Turtles. They're in Raphael goes and sees Critters in Ninja Turtles. And yeah, duh.
I lost the sigh.
But I can get it back. Fuck, he means it. So Freddy, you know, Jason starts killing people.
Because he kills him in that house.
But then Freddy starts getting very territorial. Like, hey, you were only supposed to do this. Until I got my power back, and then you're supposed to back down.
Because when he folds that dude in half, the cops show up, and they're... Because there's... The older deputy knows, and he was just like, it can't be... Like,
two deputies make a reference, and the girl from Undeclared overhears it.
And then when she says his name, he's in her dream, but he can't kill her. He's not strong enough.
He doesn't have the power yet.
So he needs Jason the power glove. To go have his fun. Now you're playing with power. Man, Freddy's great. I mean, I know he molests and murders kids, but...
But he didn't until way later.
He's sure funny.
he sure is funny.
He said, "I cut your nose."
You know what? They did the brain on drugs one of the movies too, and it was with Johnny Depp.
He's a character.
Well, yeah, he's the boogeyman, but he's silly.
But you shouldn't like him because he murders him.
Well, he's an awful, terrible, like, thing. Like, the things he does is not good. He's the best at what he does, and what he does isn't very nice. That's accurate. That's him and Wolverine. I'm not saying Wolverine kills kids.
I'm sure he
does. But Wolverine is the best at what he does, and what he does is also
Wolverine
not very nice.
Wolverine was in Vietnam. I'm sure he did.
He's in the NAM.
I'm sure he did. But then, yeah, he starts getting mad because then, well, Jason comes out in the middle of nowhere while Freddy's going to kill the girl from Ginger Snaps.
But also, yes, if you were watching this movie and you weren't sure when it was made, the dead giveaway that this is an early 2000s is there's a rave scene.
No, that and the new metal. No, the opening credits. That's like,
but say you started watching this and you missed the opening, then as soon as you're in the rave scene and how everyone's dressed, you're like, oh, okay, I know when this is.
No, Jason doesn't like sexual predators.
That guy deserved to die too. Some of these people deserve to die for sure.
Cause usually it's just innocent kids just having fun.
And he threw that guy in the air.
Like, he really fucking threw him. Like, after he did that, he like threw him where I was like, whoa. Yeah, because in all these movies, when it's happening, usually, I mean, the kids might be doing drugs.
He also twists a guy's head.
He just turns
backwards.
It completely around, and
he does home. You do a 360 on me.
It's 180.
You Sicilian twist. That's Last Action Hero, everybody.
And then I think that was Bobby Moynihan, who was the other guy.
That's not Bobby Moynihan, but I know what you mean. The guy who says, well, yeehaw, Jethro.
And then he runs away.
But that guy, at first you think that guy's an idiot because he throws the drink on him. I'm like, what is that going to do? But it's like, oh, fuck, it's Everclear. And he actually grabbed a torch. I'm like, that was smart.
But then
you get that at least leads up to a really cool looking scene where he's running in the cornfield and you see like the fire trail just going after him.
He throws
that looks really cool.
The machete. And then it goes through. But then everyone sees Jason. So they're like, no, this is Jason Voorhees. Someone's copying him. And then now
it becomes a thing.
It's Charlie Krueger. And
Chuck Krueger.
And then they're all. And then Freddy's mad. He's really pissed at Jason's dude.
He is. He's taking his essence. He's taking his.
But Freddy is getting stronger because he's able. Well, because the one guy. Because Jason Ritter.
Yes.
Is
the main
the boyfriend guy, of this girl.
The boyfriend of the girl.
He was freaking out. Hey, is her dad the guy from Sonic? The general?
Yes. Her dad's in a bunch of things.
No, but he's a silly general guy in Sonic.
He's what else is he in?
No, he's in Sonic.
I think that is him in Sonic.
He loves the Olive Garden.
Well, who doesn't?
But then cuz
you know why?
Cuz it's family. James. Because the Jason Ritter, her boyfriend, he saw her dad murdering the mom.
Yes.
And then so he went to the nut house. And then his friend also, I guess, was his brother died? What was it?
His brother, they thought his brother committed suicide, but it turned out.
But so they knew of Freddy. They're like some of the last kids to know of Freddy. And that's where they were locked in there.
Yeah, that's definitely the guy from Sonic.
But then that guy who was playing his crazy friend, I was like, you know what? That guy was a good actor.
Oh, the guy, yeah, the guy whose brother is I Got These Peaches.
And Jason Ritter, like, they're good actors.
Yes.
I mean, Robert Englund's Robert Englund.
Yeah, well, and also it's got the kid from the Tripod.
Oh, yeah.
From The Girl Next Door.
He wasn't being a pervert, so I was confused.
He's hilarious in that movie. But, yeah, but in this one he does say it still counts even if you pay for it. But that was in her dream.
Yes.
So I don't know if that's accurate. If that part was already also the dream, because that's when they start talking about sacrificing a virgin.
Oh,
so it's like
that was in the yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I always like that in Freddy movies. You can never tell when
it starts. Sometimes.
I mean, sometimes you can, but
yeah. Well, yeah. When a person turns into a comic strip, that's clearly in a dream.
Was Freddy's makeup different later in the movie?
A little. It seemed like it, right?
Like when he had like pointy ears.
Yeah.
And that was just like near the end.
But also, is it because he lost his ear early? But he also lost his ear.
But part of it.
Because she pulled it.
I mean, because they're taking shit from other Freddy movies too.
Correct.
Because that happened in like, I don't know, part 7 or some shit.
Part 7. This is technically part 7. No. Part 7 would be New Nightmare.
Oh, okay.
But it's not really part 7.
6 or 5.
6 is the 6 is Freddy's dead.
So then it's the one before it.
And then 5 is the Dream Child.
Is that when I don't know one of those?
Even Nancy pulls him out of the dreams.
Oh, the video game one for sure, like they take him out.
Yeah.
That one.
That is 5.
But then Freddy really then when Freddy goes into Jason's dream cuz they put his ass asleep. He fucks with him because of water.
Yes. He finds out that
this supernatural
Jason won't go
being
through water.
Isn't cool with water.
I mean, he drowned in it. That's why.
But he's like the fucking Hulk. Like, he can't be stopped. Lit on fire, just walking through that shit.
But it's water. He's scared of it because it makes him feel like a child.
Oh, and then there's a fake Jason Mewes.
Yes.
And he's Jason Mewes.
And also, my name is Cliff, brother of Joe. I got me some crack. I want me some hoe is in this movie. He knows a hooker named Carl. She's awesome. From Dead Man on Campus. He's a deputy as well, but he's new in town. He sets Allison Hannigan's hair on fire.
He could act.
Yeah. He's fine. He's also in Scary Movie.
The other people can act. It's just not the main ones connect.
Well, the girls, the main girl's fine. It's really, mostly Kelly Rowland.
She's really, really bad.
It is mostly her. Like, cause even fake Jason Mewes is fine because he's just being fake Jason Mewes. Yeah.
But that CG
with the caterpillar, it's so good.
That looked like PlayStation 1 shit.
Early, no, because it would have been blocky.
PlayStation 2.
That's more accurate.
Because it was rough. I mean, the whole movie, I didn't have any issues of like, because they use a lot of practical effects in it.
Yeah, but they also definitely use a lot of CG.
Well, blood, most of the blood was CG.
Yeah,
I mean,
like Devil's Rejects.
It was fine, but that one was, it's just.
Especially when it dives into him.
I mean, yeah, when he's like holding it.
Yeah. Because then it's like, it doesn't look, they're not touching, but they are.
It was rough. As an actor.
He says, man, the torpedoes. That's hilarious.
He's just on set spinning around holding a fake thing.
Freddie says, man, the torpedoes.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's silly.
I laughed at that. No, their whole fight.
When they actually fight, it's amazing. Like, at one point, this stops definitely being a horror movie and just kind of turns into an action flick that happens to star horror movie icons.
No, them fighting in the dream is cool. And then when they're in real life and then they're fighting, I'm like, this is awesome. And like how Freddy's doing the man the torpedoes thing is great.
Yeah, like that whole sequence is like, it's when they're cutting sick on each other.
But he's jinxing. Like, no, in Freddy's world, I get it. Like, I mean, because Freddy fucked him up there.
Well, that's why Freddy's using all these foreign objects.
I mean, he was, and it was working, but it's still like.
But that's why I'm saying when they're out of the dream, he has to, like, he's using the oxygen tanks. He's using rebarb. He's doing all this shit because he knows that he probably won't win.
He's a crafty child molester.
He's very crafty. I mean, you're talking about a guy who had the idea of making a glove.
And we've talked about this before, but it's not fair that this horrible person got to live on and have superpowers.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah. It's like, why, why only the bad people who get murdered?
I hope when Tom Hanks dies that he goes into people's dreams and just creates
and it's just
joy.
Nice. He's just a nice, awesome human. He's just like a real Sandman. Like a good Sandman.
Opposite
like,
Freddy Krueger. It's like, he's just like, it's like white and like white and blue.
He takes you to Disneyland.
Yeah, he just does it with you.
He comforts you during COVID.
And his hands are like bubbles. He just blows bubbles.
No, he's just a regular Tom Hanks. He doesn't even need a special weapon. He's just Tom Hanks, and he's making delightful, joyful things. Yeah, you know what? I would be fine if he wanted to yell at me and tell me I can't cry during baseball. That's fine. He's Tom Hanks.
That's true.
And I'd still be like, man, I loved you in Bachelor Party.
Greatest movie he's ever been in.
Yeah.
It really is to me.
I mean, yeah.
I doubt a lot of people ever tell him that.
That's why we have to meet him. He has to know. He's been a delight even that far back.
I just want you to know, like, I know all these things you've done, but Bachelor Party is one of the greatest comedies
ever. He probably hears Bachelor Party more than Dragnet, though. Just because people don't really seem to love that movie.
I mean, I liked it. We liked it.
But does it hold up?
But it's not Bachelor Party.
Well, no.
He's never made a movie more funny than that movie. I mean, Forrest Gump's hilarious.
Yeah, but it's different. That's different.
Because that movie's also sad.
I mean, maybe. I mean, Saving Private Ryan's pretty hilarious. I've seen it. What is it? I've seen it 17
Philadelphia.
Times. I've seen it like 200 times, and it keeps getting funnier every time I see it. That's a hilarious movie. Mm-hmm. He falls.
I mean, that's funny. The camera angle they use. It's their fault. They should know better.
Were you the one who laughed in class?
I did. It just was a funny angle.
It is.
It's a very serious movie, of course.
Oh, yeah.
What's the movie we saw where Magneto got AIDS? The band played on or something?
Oh, and the band played on. Yeah. With the beginning of the AIDS epidemic.
He was on a rower.
Yes.
That's all I remember that movie. Magneto's, and this is before he was Magneto.
Correct. Before he was
Gandalf.
He was
a Nazi, though. That's why we knew him. Because Apt Pupil.
Apt Pupil was after.
After X-Men?
I think it was like right after the first X-Men.
No, it was before. It was.
Oh, because maybe that was Bryan Singer's second movie?
It was before.
Let's find out.
Yeah, because he did those two movies. And that's why he cast Ian McKellen. And then Bryan Singer and Freddy Krueger have a lot in common.
And what about One for a Friend?
Am I right?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Allegedly.
You got me. That guy, we haven't seen that guy in a while.
Who?
Bryan Singer.
What do you mean? One we never saw him. He's always behind the camera.
And his movies kind of suck. So, what are you going to do?
Ian McKellen's been in a lot of stuff. Just letting you know that right now. I'm scrolling down. Hold on. It's taking some time. This Ian McKellen guy. I think he's going to be okay.
Are they going to make a new Lord of the Rings thing?
Yeah. But with him? The Hunt for Gollum?
But with him?
Yes. I think so.
So was Aragorn going to be in it?
Who?
Aragorn. Wait, Aragorn pulls open things or he pushes open?
That's a push.
Pulls. Batman pulls.
He's a push. I went too far. Yeah, okay. So, yes, App Pupil was before X-Men. Okay, cool. Cool. Yeah, I think Ian McKellen's supposed to be in at least one of them. I saw a meme where it was like, it's like the, you know, the Lord of the Rings movie that Warner thinks we want. And it's a picture of like the title for The Hunt for Gollum. And then the next one is the Lord of the Rings movie we really want. And it's a poster for one of the Lord of the Rings movies, but over each face is a different Muppet.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, you know what?
I would see
yes.
That. I would see that shit.
That is exactly what we want.
What was the video game? Was it the...
Oh, those games?
Yeah, those are great. We played those. It's where we go through like the whole all the movies, right?
Oh, that? Oh, I thought you were talking about like the newer ones.
No, where we played like on PlayStation 2 or something.
I don't think I played them.
We played them.
I don't think I did.
Didn't I play them in your house with you? Or was that Jim?
Might have been with Jim because I don't think I played those.
They're amazing.
But because I played the newer ones where it takes place like before.
Shadow of Mordor?
Yes.
I heard those games are good.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. But yeah, Freddy and Jason, they fight. It's cool. It happens.
I love it.
They say who the winner is, we don't know.
This movie did hit every note of it, if you like them, like you'll like this movie.
Yeah, and it honestly it's more satisfactory than Alien versus Predator was.
Oh.
Because those were like, these were like the two things that we always wanted to see, right? We always wanted to see a movie where Alien fought Predator and we wanted to see Freddy and Jason. And one of them delivered.
And so King Kong versus Godzilla.
Well, that's way later. That's different. But yes.
And that one had a real winner because he gave that motherfucker a heart attack.
But they fought years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
And because he says, got to save Mothra. And King Kong, and Godzilla's like, why did you say that name? That's still one of my favorite memes. Anyways. But yeah, I mean, honestly, if you enjoy both movies and you don't necessarily want to be scared by a horror movie, because it's not really that scary at all.
No.
Like the beginning of it definitely plays with it. He's on cocaine.
They're fighting.
Our cat's on cocaine. Oh, were they fighting?
I don't know. It looks like they were.
It's likely. But no, he's just got what we call the zoomies. We didn't make that up. Like, that's just a term that people use when animals go nuts like that, like running around.
They're on cocaine.
They got the zoomies. Yes, I said he snorted. He did a bump. But yeah, I mean, if you want to see, as far as if wanting to see them fight, this movie delivers.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, and it goes along with both their stories, the things they do in movies, like it's all happening. I mean, Freddy 1 is the best Freddy.
Yeah.
And I don't like a lot of Jason movies. Like, I don't think they're really, I mean, Jason X was fun.
Yeah, I mean, a few years ago, because I had really not seen any of them except for like Jason X and this, like, and the remake. I'd never really watched
the remake more than like all the other ones.
Why
do people hate it?
I don't think it's as hated as it once was.
Oh, because I'm like, why?
I think times have changed on that one, but yeah, I had never really seen like any of the originals. Like, at all.
And
so
they
last,
suck.
So a few Halloweens ago, we went through and we watched all of them.
We watched, like, Kevin Bacon get murdered.
Yeah. Like, that one's fine.
Yeah, that it's fine.
That one's good. The first four are, I mean, they're you get
the same shit.
You get some repetition, but like, because the thing with like the first one is it's, you know, it's Mrs. Voorhees. Then the second one's the first one with Jason, but he's got the sack.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one's the one with where he finally gets the hockey mask. That's the one that was in 3D.
Oh, it was in 3D.
Yeah. That's Friday the 13th 3D.
Oh, it's called 3D?
Yeah. Then the fourth one is the one with Crispin Glover dancing.
Oh, shit.
But it's also the one with Corey Feldman.
God, that's rough. That's the same one. I didn't like that one. And I saw that one a lot.
I actually liked that one when I watched them. And then the next one is the one where now it's also a meme. the video of like where it's the fake Snickers ad where the guy's like, you know what, you're a real creep sometimes, and then he gets axed that? In the back, and the guy, it's like, Snickers, you're not yourself. Yeah, that's the one where it's actually not Jason, it's someone pretending to be Jason.
I remember that.
Which would have been a really cool idea if they made it to where you could even remotely guess it. Like, if it was more of a, you know, where they played with
That's a twist, where they played with
you thought was going to happen. Yeah, and then, yeah. That would have been actually really cool.
But then he got magic powers after that.
Yeah. So after that, because basically there's three movies with Corey Feldman's character. Yeah. So there's like a mini trilogy in the middle of these movies, starting with part four.
Magic powers is like the later ones.
So the sixth one, which is the one after the, which is the last one with Corey Feldman's character.
Is that where he's in the grave?
That's the one where he accidentally gets stuck by lightning.
Yeah, right.
But that's also the one that knows that these movies now are just silly. It leans into it.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of, that's why I really like the sixth one. I enjoy the sixth one a lot too, because it is a little sillier and it plays with, like, there's a scene where they're at a camp. And there's kids watching everything happening, and then they realize the people that are like kind of left, and like, oh, so we're all just gonna die, but it's funny, like the kids, but they're almost doing like a commentary on what's happening too. I'm like, so I thought that one was pretty good, and then the one after that, seven, is the one that's basically supposed to be Carrie versus Jason, like that was the whole idea behind it. It's called The New Blood. That's the one. It's a girl that has telekinetic powers. And then
eight is Manhattan.
Eight is Jason Takes Manhattan, but really it's Jason Takes Vancouver, and only for like the last 15 minutes.
Because he's on a ship.
It's mostly on a ship, on a boat that's going from Crystal Lake to Manhattan.
Hell?
That's Jason Goes to Hell.
I liked how his makeup was in that.
You mean how it's barely.
Just like,
because it's just a slug. It's like a weird slug that goes in, but goes from person to person. Yeah,
I'm seeing how Jason looked.
But that's the one that had people like that set up what could have been the idea
how it ended.
Of well, it also set up the idea of Ash being a part of it all because the Necronomicon's in it.
Sad.
And it was they were originally gonna write into that one that the reason he's supernatural and all that shit was because he's a Deadite.
That makes sense.
And I was like, well, that Jason. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
And that would have made sense and would have given a reason for Ash to get involved eventually. But
Ash being funny and mean to them would be great.
If they had done the Freddy versus Jason versus Ash,
just
which was supposed to happen.
Movie monsters and that would have fight all of them. Hellraiser.
Oh, I don't. I think he would. I think he'd be out of his. That's just too much at that point. Like, I think at that point it's over. But, wait, I haven't fight Chucky. He's a doll. Step on him. It's over.
I'm all rubber.
He said that's Bride of Chucky. We've only done one Child's Play movie for this show.
The first one.
Correct.
The one where the funniest scene that is all over the internet every time.
And it's always dubbed with different things. The best is there's the international, the Spanish version. And then there's, I like the one where it's Jonathan Davis. Where it's him going, you're not rotten. That's the scene you made fun of me for forever ago when we did talk about the movie. Because that was when I was saying, trying to do a, and you said I sounded just like an angry cholo. Yeah. But anyways, Freddy versus Jason, does it hold up? I technically picked the movie, so you start.
Yeah, I think so. Out of all the Freddy movies, I think the first one's the best one.
Correct.
And I think New Nightmares, because it's like a, because just how it's different.
Maybe we'll do that next year. Who knows?
And it's a, and will I remember it being good?
I've seen it more recently. I'm not going to say if it is, because if we're going to do it next year, I don't want to come in with my opinions.
So with that, but then I think this is the third best Freddy movie, technically. I mean, because the one we saw part three, which I used to think was like really good, and rewatching it, you're just like, all right.
Yeah, I feel like you would have liked four more than you would have.
I think
you liked
I would
three.
Like the other ones more.
So
what about five?
I would say five is definite no. There's a really cool sequence which we talked about 2 weeks ago, which is the guy who, when he's on the motorcycle, that looks really cool because it's almost like he's turning into a Cinnabite. You ever go to Cinnabon? You get the little mini Cinnabons, the Cinnabites. Yeah. But the movie itself is not good. And that goes really too far into like the whole idea of his origins too. And that's the one that's that I think one. Where they start talking about like it beats there still being another demon thing involved.
And he's molesting them.
I think that might be mentioned in that one. And of course there's Freddy's Dead, which is not good, but it has Roseanne and Tom Arnold.
Which one's that one?
That's the one where he's dead.
Nobody.
Where they kill him. It's the one with where the guy thinks he's his son for like a good portion of the movie, and then you find out that the girl was actually his daughter.
Right.
And Alice Cooper whips him.
Yeah, I remember.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? And Tom Arnold and Roseanne play like a couple in the town of Springwood because there's no kids. All the kids are gone. So when the kids show up, they're like very excited to see them.
I mean, because even if you've never seen these movies before, it tells you like what they're about.
This one you could watch without having seen any of them.
Because, I mean, it tells you Freddy's
origin. It's better
origin.
If you have, but.
No, but it tells you Jason's origin.
Yeah.
Like, it's all you need.
Mm.
And then it shows Freddy saying, welcome to primetime, bitch.
Yes.
So, it's just, it has everything you need. And he says bitch a bunch of times.
This is true.
The only bad thing about it is Kelly Rowland and that CG caterpillar thing.
Yeah, those are the worst parts.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it holds up. Once again, if you're looking for an outright, like, a horror movie out of this movie, it's probably not going to deliver the way you want it to.
Go watch Ernest.
But if you want, like, if you come just to have fun and you want to see these two fight, you're going to get what you want. You know, you're going to get some cool kills along the way.
Alien versus Predator.
Some interesting ones. You're gonna see a guy get folded in half, a guy get thrown through a ceiling. You know, there's some cool visuals, I mean, for sure. Through a ceiling, really, he was outside.
He really threw that guy far.
That he threw him out, threw over a cornfield into an actual, like. Did he land in the party?
I don't think so.
No, but that guy got chucked.
Yeah, he did. Well, he was already stabbed him.
Correct, because that guy was trying to molester. Yeah, no, I mean that's full on rape.
And then Freddy got sprayed with blood, and that's when he was really pissed.
Because he was going to kill her, and then it took it away from him.
But he did say, I got your nose, and.
And then he pulled
it off.
That made
me laugh
out loud. Because Freddy's a good guy. He's a funny guy.
You know, for being a child molester.
Just
murderer,
a downright evil person, he's pretty cool.
Pretty funny. See, that's what.
But yeah, like I said, if you want a true horror fix, watch Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1. That's probably the most horror the franchise ever was, other than maybe New Nightmare.
No, really watch every first horror movie, and then you're like, that's a real horror movie. And then everything after that just doesn't matter. I mean,
true.
Except for Leprechaun 1. I mean, that wasn't, I mean, it kind of was.
But
compared to all the other ones. No, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Leprechaun the Hood is just, it's comedy.
I watch that because you're gonna have a leprechaun and iced tea in a movie together. Okay,
you got me.
You. It's like you know what I want, and you put them in the movie together. Yo, this weren't no little person. This was a leprechaun.
You almost did. What's his name? Lithinio, baby, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes. This weren't no homo. This weren't no accident. This was a homicide.
Dusty Rhodes, baby.
But yeah, you know what? It's an entertaining ride. So, where can you find you? And you've got Halloween recommendations. I already know if you do recommend something for Halloween. I know what it's about to be, but I'm giving you that forum right now.
Playing Nick23 on Instagram, and I watched Ernest Scared Stupid with my kids, and they fucking loved it because it's fucking hilarious. Rewatching that movie, I mean, it's very silly.
And it's got Catwoman.
It's got Catwoman, but Eartha Kitt Catwoman.
You just said Kit Kat.
Eartha Kitt Catwoman, yes.
Yeah. Halloween candy, but baby.
But that movie is...
Draw Squad. For people who grew up with foreshortened circles and all that stuff and remember what the Mark Kessler and the Draw Squad is...
He taught me how
to
draw in three dimensions. Thank you, Mark Kessler.
But all I can draw are cubes and cylinders.
I mean, that's what he taught. I could shoot the fuck out of those two.
That's true, too.
Yeah, Ernest Scared Stupid is hilarious. And I just want to say, there's like so many bad actors in it besides her. I mean, Eartha Kitt.
Well, the kids are awful. The adults are awful.
But
except, Eartha Kitt, but you know who is good? Bobby.
Oh yeah.
And his, Chuck.
Yeah. His, but Ernest is like, he's such a great actor. It just sucks.
He's the original Eddie Murphy.
But it sucks.
Playing all these characters.
I think because of him playing this character, like, why wasn't he in other stuff?
He was before.
But.
Looking like John Cena.
He is actually like skinny ripped in the movie because he's just like, that's just how he's built.
Yeah.
But that movie makes me laugh out loud. He's like, can you play charades?
Like, and he's great in Beverly Hillbillies.
That was such a funny movie to me. See, we should do that one.
I don't know if we've done it.
We haven't.
We should watch it because I think it is going to be still great. I think it still holds. I would be surprised if it doesn't. Truthfully,
Jethro was excited holding that sandwich.
Wow.
No, man.
He doesn't say that, unfortunately, but he does go, wow.
I call him Jethro, even though he's been in too many things.
He's been in so many things, but to you, he's still just Jethro. To me, he's Diedrich Bader. He's just Diedrich Bader.
No, man. No.
I mean, if anything, yeah, because yeah, he's amazing in that.
Tell you what I do.
Office Space.
I recommend Ernest Scared Stupid because it's just glorious, and my daughter won't stop watching it now. And then Fortnite has Fort Nightmares. And that's just fun. You could play with
power.
Play with Leatherface, and you his chainsaw is a special weapon. You could ride it, and then you could hit people with his chainsaw.
And skin their ass raw.
What?
Okay? So if it's characters from horror movies,
chainsaw.
Is Seth Green in it? So you could say, "Look at me, I am Leatherface."
I always think that. From Saw, what's the doll called?
Billy the Puppet.
Yeah.
Jim was talking about this. Like,
so you could use all of them. It's fun. There's a Venom skin, but it's one from the movie.
So it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does he say Eddie? Do they talk in that game?
No.
So no one's going, Eddie!
Like, that's so fucking stupid.
Yes!
I hope he never returns.
I just only want him to return.
Just all these Sony movies. That's like, I think it did well, right?
This one has the lowest opening of any of the Venom movies.
Oh, I thought it was doing
but
well.
But I think it still made
it's
money.
It's doing well.
But I don't know if it made its money back.
That Kraven movie is going to make like $10.
I don't want to watch it.
I love
it.
That Joker made like no money. How did it make less money than Madame Web?
It made, because the ending leaked and people were already upset about that. People were already not going to go see it when they started finding out that it was a musical. Once word got out that it was a musical, people didn't want to go because they didn't advertise it as such. And even though they announced it forever ago, they started walking it back, which they shouldn't have. If anything, they should have just embraced that it was, so people would have known up front, or just not done it that way.
But it's crazy. Like, this movie got all this praise for the first one and he won a fucking Oscar,
which is why no one touched them for the new one.
So
he had no interference. Like, he was given a blank check practically, Todd Phillips, to make this movie. And the whole idea of it being a musical and everything, that was supposedly Joaquin Phoenix, it came to him in a dream.
Makes sense.
Because there wasn't even going to be a sequel. Todd Phillips originally didn't want to do another movie. He just wanted that movie to be that movie.
The guy that said, I'm here for the gangbang.
Yes.
And tried to suck on her feet.
Yes, the man who made Road Trip and Old School and The Hangover.
Which are all great.
Not all The Hangovers, but the three movies I just said.
No,
correct.
Yeah.
However, he also made Starsky and Hutch, which is a very entertaining movie. Maybe it holds up, maybe it doesn't.
Do it.
That's
my thing.
But clearly, he's not the best with sequels, as Hangover 2 and 3 will show.
2 is a funny thing, man. But it's not. I know. It's a Home Alone 2 situation.
Correct.
But Home Alone 2
has funny moments, too, but it's not a better movie. If someone if someone told me I had to choose which one to watch, I'm picking the first one.
But what part? But which movie are you going to laugh harder in is part two.
There's that one scene that is the greatest thing ever.
You nosy little pervert.
But no, like if you're asking me what the funniest thing is, no. The funniest thing is that. 100%. He turns into a skeleton. It's amazing, okay?
Handstand in the toilet.
But the first one is still a much better movie.
Way better.
Much better.
But to make you convulse. To make your body convulse such an
it's amazing. Anyways, yeah, what brought... Oh, Venom. Somehow Venom came up. Oh, because you were talking about Fort Nightmares.
Got that adrenaline, though.
He ain't gonna know what hit him. hit with that Venom.
I hate that. I hate Venom, these movies.
But you love that song.
I like it because it's just ridiculous.
Knock, knock, let the devil in.
But it's just... They made a Venom movie where he's not Venom.
I mean, he is.
But...
He's Venom. He just never had connection to Spider-Man. But he's still Venom.
That's a big fucking problem.
But, I mean, he's still Venom.
It's just like having the Joker it's movie still with a symbiote. Actually no connection to Batman is a problem.
Well, there is in those kind of movies. I'm not trying to defend those movies. Don't get me wrong. The things that are in those movies are awful.
But it's just like...
They at least tried a little bit.
I mean, like Morbius.
But also, it doesn't matter because the whole moral of the Joker, too, is that he's not the Joker.
It's Heath Legend.
Or it's just some guy who gives himself a Glasgow smile.
God. This is never going to get anything right.
We'll see.
They have the animated series and those video games in front of them. They're just never going to use them, huh?
We'll see. Well, I mean, I enjoyed the Batman.
No, I know, but we already talked about, like, is that the Riddler? And we're like, no.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's...
But... from what I'm hearing, like one of the things that's coming out is that the DCU's version of Batman, because it's going to be different from Matt Reeves, obviously, they're saying to differentiate themselves, they're going to lean into some of the crazier aspects of his villains.
So like cartooning.
Do fucking Clayface.
Yeah.
If you really want to show how different and crazy, like give us Mr. Freeze.
Like a real
Mr. Freeze or... I forgot we've already had a Mr. Freeze and that kind of backfire.
I mean, he's great, though.
But
he's great.
But, yeah, I mean, do a Clayface. I was going to also say Poison Ivy.
They could do Man-Bat. They could do all these things.
The leather
wings. You know what they can do? They could look at that cartoon or they could look at those video games.
But that's what they're saying. That's what the rumor is, that stuff's going to lean more towards some, like, actually going to embrace the more, not try to be as grounded as... Like the Matt Reeves stuff.
Batman Begins is the closest we've ever been.
We'll get there. Maybe.
To a fully...
We'll see.
Complete, like, this is Batman. I feel like it was.
If we find out that they cast Jensen Ackles, I'm going to be like, okay, it's going to work.
He's going to be saying offensive things. Because that's all I think of him, like, as Soldier Boy.
Oh, no, just now you just think of Soldier Boy.
I mean, yeah, because he's just really
I was like, Dean
come
doesn't
on,
say
Sammy.
Dean doesn't say offensive things,
says,
like very offensive
Sammy.
Things. Sam! Sam!
That's all he does. He's in a show that Abe watches. It's called Tracker.
He plays the guy's brother. He's not like a main character on that show. He's been in random episodes.
The worst.
He's the Green Arrow's brother.
No, he's not the worst Green Arrow, because what's his name is actually the worst Green Arrow.
Amel's better.
That guy sucks.
No, but he's that. That's still a better.
I know that guy sucks though. He sucks as Green Arrow. That show sucked.
But it's better than
I know
Smallville's
I mean,
Green Arrow.
I don't
Clark.
I don't know how you did that.
Hey Clark.
I don't know how you watched all of that.
I didn't.
You watched all of Smallville.
I did not. I quit in the middle of the last season. Then I found out it was going to be the last season, and I was like, cool. And so I watched the finales. I like watch the last few episodes or something.
Did you watch all of Flash?
Or nope.
You quit?
We quit. We quit Flash. The only thing we finished Arrow. We did finish Arrow. We finished Legends of Tomorrow because that got canceled too.
But I just stopped watching that because it wasn't the same. Legends of Tomorrow. I love that show. It was great.
It was great. They had a whole episode where they did a final battle to the thong song.
I
and it was amazing.
It was in a museum.
It was in a museum of a 90s museum and like early 2000s museum. And then they fought people with shake weights.
Who's the guy? Who's the...
Cisco.
No, the guy who used to be on MTV. Who's the one who's like fake Colossus?
Oh, he used to be on MTV.
Yeah,
he was the guy who was in the one of the Final Destination movies, had his like intestines sucked out in the pool jet.
I think so.
Something, he was Citizen Steel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy was great.
He was the one who used the shake weights, and he was the one who hit the button to turn on the Cisco exhibit when they went into fight.
He was the one when it was, what do you keep saying, where it was, he said, oh, just come to me, and you say Groundhog Day. It was a Groundhog Day episode. And she kept doing it. So he was like, hey, when you come to me, you just tell me it's like Groundhog Day.
No, like that, like season two through like four were pretty golden. Season five was okay, but that was, I think, when Brandon Routh left. And then, but season five is the one that has the thong song, which is still amazing.
No, after that, I kind of stopped.
And then the next season wasn't that good. But they set up stuff where I was like, oh, that could still be cool. They're actually bringing in a real superhero again because they were going to bring in Booster Gold. Yeah.
I want a beer.
Yeah. But Brandon Routh and the guy from that guy.
My mom said that Blade 3 is really good.
Of course she did. Mm-hmm. This is the same mom. What did she say about Aquaman?
No, it was not. It's not Aquaman. It's from The Mummy.
Oh, that's right.
She has to ride him like a camel.
But not Brendan Fraser. Oded Fehr.
Which I get.
I mean, he's a very handsome man, too. He turned into a silver fox. You look at how he looks in Discovery.
Yeah. But he has like he's like short hair, right?
Yeah.
He hasn't got that cool long hair.
But he's still very handsome. Yeah. He's still a handsome guy.
He got his beard?
Yeah. Okay. He had a facial. Yeah, he's like,
Is he saying like, does he do voiceovers for stuff? About how things are in the past.
Oh,
that's
no.
All I think of.
No. Yeah, so you can find me playing Travis. As far as like Halloween-y stuff goes, like more recent movies. We watched In a Violent Nature. It's the kills are amazing.
What's that?
That's the one where it's like from the perspective of the killer. What's basically, like? It just follows the killer the whole way. But it kind of almost has the feel of like a nature show because of how they do it.
Did you ever see the Battle of Leslie Vernon? I mean the
say all that again? The Battle Leslie Vern?
Not Battle. Something of Leslie Vernon, like the...
You mean Behind the Mask?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen Behind the Mask.
I love that movie.
That was... I hope it's good. We could probably do that one year for this too, because I'm sure that's over 10 years old.
Because he shows you how they like stalk people, and it was great.
Yeah, that one was... It's my Ahab.
Yeah.
In a Violent Nature, like if you want to see some really just gnarly, brutal fucking kills, but the problem is in between those kills, there's some moments of like, you're just like, why is it feels like it kind of drags, but it's intentional. So I can't fault them too much for it. But why would you
intentionally do that?
If you find it because of the nature of the film, because the fact that it's following the killer, you know,
they're just showing what he's doing.
Correct.
Like
you get backstory throughout the movie because there's scenes where he's just watching like the people that he's going to kill. And so there, like there's a scene where he's watching this group that's having a campfire and they're telling the story of him. And he's just in the background watching it. So you kind of get all of the information like throughout the movie. But there's a scene, spoiler alert. There's a scene where this girl's doing yoga. Right. And he has these hooks, like the hooks that like with chains on them. And he basically he pushes it through her chest, hooks it on her head, pulls the chain back. So it pulls her head through
her ass,
like through through her sternum area. And it's pretty gnarly looking.
Have you seen Terrifier 3?
We have not seen Terrifier 3 yet, but I've seen 1 and 2. There, I think Terrifier 1 is fine. I mean, first off, you have to be really cool with just gore.
Yeah, I know. I've heard.
They make it look
good, I've
too,
heard
for
that
their budget.
Good.
Like, 1 definitely has its issues.
That one podcast that I follow.
But 2 is, I like 2 more because it actually has more of a story, and it's like, it starts introducing ideas of stuff with it. Because
they said in that, it's like, they're called Double Toasted, and they like talk about movies, like nerd stuff. And he talks about part three. He was like, you know, like, I'm not much for someone who loves gore or anything. He was like, but you know, if your ass is in the air and I'm standing next to this guy, I'd be like, you better put a chainsaw on that. Because if you don't, like, it's just a wasted opportunity. He's just saying, like, he's like, I don't think you should. But during this time, like, you better do that.
And I'm curious about the third one because it's got the guy who was originally Joe Pesci in Home Alone. The guy who's in, what's he in? Because if you've watched the movies that made us.
Yeah.
You know how they talk about how someone else was cast as Joe Pesci's character?
I don't remember who it was.
I'll find a picture of him, but he's in it. Like, there's actual some real actors in this one. And Chris Jericho.
Was supposed to be Marv?
I thought that was always.
No, Jeff Daniels was, I thought he Daniel was Stern. Also. Daniel Stern was also chosen after, or I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not. I on that one, I definitely could not tell you. Where is he? He plays Santa. There he is. Daniel Roebuck. It's like that guy.
Oh, no, I think he was Marv's character.
Was it Marv?
Yeah, that was Marv. Yeah.
Okay.
He's in
it was one of those. Yeah, he plays. He's in the new movie, oh. And so is Jason Patrick, and Chris Jericho.
No, what?
Because he's all cool. Because Chris Jericho is also in part two.
It all checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone you mentioned.
But it's like they're getting actors. But it's like the movie I think cost like maybe $2 million to make, and it's made over 50.
It?
Yeah, for the third one. The first one didn't even make it. Like, didn't take over. Like, didn't even hit like $1 million to make for its
Damn,
budget or some
really?
Shit. If I remember correctly,
that's insane. So that movie's made a shitload of money.
Yes,
I mean,
and he after the first one so after part two, like, studios actually came to him and were like, hey, but he didn't want to risk interference. So he's like, I'm just going to keep it independent. I'm going to keep with this company that I've worked with already, just because he didn't want to risk being told tone anything down. Yeah. Because it's also released as an unrated movie. It's also released as an unrated movie. This movie was released as unrated, which means that it's being treated like an R-rated film. They're also saying that this movie caused higher box office for The Wild Robot, and I forget another movie, because they're saying that kids and teens bought tickets for those
thinking
to go sneak in to Terrifier.
Sense. Yeah.
So it's also helped box office of some of the other movies that are in. But it made 50 on its own, at least,
this is
at this point.
I've ever really wanted to watch. It's just because, again, it's like...
It's not a monster, but it kind of is.
Yeah,
kind of. I mean, there's prosthetics involved and
more,
stuff,
I mean,
and there's a lot of interesting things.
I think he
things.
Looks cool. I think his design is cool.
And, it, like, the whole pantomiming thing, like, he does a lot, like, of stuff with the pantomime,
no,
too.
I heard someone there, like, I don't want to be a dick or anything, but he's not a clown. He's a mime. He's like, just to get that up there.
White face.
I mean
it's
he
obvious.
Doesn't talk, right?
Yeah. But he's Art the Clown. But yeah. But yeah, there was that. There was something else we watched, which I was like, oh, we hadn't seen that, but it was good.
Was it Frankenhooker?
No. No, 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 no. No. Let's see. Rewatched Barbarian. That's good. I enjoyed Creep. Willy's Wonderland. That's the one where...
Is that Nick Cage?
Nick Cage fighting animatronics.
But that's basically like Five Nights at Freddy's.
But it's
but
definitely
a bootleg
not.
Bootleg one?
But it's also not.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely deals with like some of those ideas. Yes, but that's all, which is also Five Nights at Freddy's related. But it's just this whole town's involved. It's interesting. He has no dialogue. Nicolas Cage says nothing.
Why?
Because that's how the
just,
script was.
He's just
for the
killing
character.
Robots?
That's how the script was for the character to begin with. And when he read it, he liked it so much. That's why he came on as a producer, because he didn't want anyone get involved.
He's just enjoying life.
He really is.
He's just like, I'm just going to do movies.
Yeah, we watched Dark Harvest, a movie called Dark Harvest that was pretty interesting. A little frustrating, but pretty interesting. If you like the Misfits, but don't want to hear Misfits songs, but want to hear Misfits references throughout, Dark Harvest is the movie for you. Because they actually reference... Like Danzig, like that. There's this band in New York. They're making or New Jersey. They're making these songs about and like.
They look like Draculas.
And then, like, because these kids wear masks when they're supposed to go out to do this the hunt.
And they're the Crimson Ghosts?
And some of them are wearing Crimson Ghost masks.
Did you see what Michael Imperioli said? They look like Draculas. Hey, Tone.
Oh, yeah. And then they even quote, oh, what song? There's a song that they quote, that some of the characters quote, and I forget which song it was. Cobweb, that was interesting. Cobweb's pretty good.
That's with, I watched the
of course
movie
did.
Recap.
That's with Homelander.
It looks scary.
Yeah.
It looks creepy.
And then, like, I still think my favorite, though, was Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, that I saw that recap, too, and that looks crazy.
That's really well done. Yeah. Really well done as far as Halloween recommendations go.
He doesn't talk about the Baba Yaga?
No. No. And but it's, I mean, it's that's a great, that was really solid. So, I mean, yeah, there you go. You can watch Ernest Scared Stupid, and you can watch Late Night with the Devil.
Same shit.
Same, you're basically, same it's feelings. All it's all Halloween.
Rimshot. You know, for
Vigata
a,
boom.
You know, for a, for a dog, you're cute, but for a child, you're an ugly little kid. That's when he's fixing the bear trap.
It is.
And then it snaps on him, and then Rimshot runs in, and I'm like, what a wonderful movie.
I mean, it really is. It's great. Okay, so those are the Halloween recommendations, and yeah, go do that.
Bag snatch.
Don't bag snatch.
Bag snatching fools.
Don't.
If you're a cholo, you better go bag snatching. Travis had never held onto a pillowcase tighter. He wasn't going to take it.
But I was ready.
But you, but yeah, Travis was not going to let that.
I did not come to fuck around.
This is my candy.
This is true. AAA, gone, not forgotten.
Probably never stop to think what a wonderful thing sleep is.